Welcome back, y'all, to segment three of the outdoor living section of Rosie on the House. And I know Romy generally masters our way through this particular topic because my answer to outdoor living generally revolves around a chainsaw and a flamethrower.
I like that.
Tony, if I could show you my compost pile, you would think I would be farmer extraordinaire. I make the prettiest, nicest compost on the planet, and I can't grow a tomato for less than $40 a piece.
And we didn't do our garden this year. Just been busy getting Carol to college and everything. And but Rosie, we just can't stand throwing out the vegetable clippings because we cook a lot at home. So we have this wonderful compost, but.
We got no garden home to put it in.
We'll get you going on those tomatoes. I need somebody to supply me. I never have time to grow my own.
Well, yeah, but mine at $40 a piece are hard to share.
If I get it down half cost, how about
that? Okay, if you could help me get it down to $20 a piece, I'd be all over that deal.
How about we take Ida's question?
Let's take Miss Ida, who called in at 1-888-767-4348. And Jennifer's got her little computer connected to the internet machine over here. And with that, you can take text at 411-923, 120 characters. Let us know what your question is. And we, along with Mr. Tony Serra of Magic Garden Nurseries in Tucson, will answer your landscape and gardening question. Miss Ida, good morning.
I have a problem. I'm in Casa Grande.
Okay.
I have a weed that looks like clover. Oh, I'm told it's a weed that is taking over my lawn, even the Augustine lawn. And I'm sure you've had problems with it, calls about this, but I didn't hear what you said. Is there a way to eradicate that weed before we try our new put in our winter lawn?
Well, if it looks like a clover, it could be a couple different things. It could be oxalis, or believe it or not, we have people where birds have spread dichondra seed around. Dichondra would be year-round. Oxalis is a tough one to get rid of. The problem is most of those weed and feeds may also damage a St. Augustine lawn because St. Augustine is a wider lawn. But basically, you're gonna have to look for... a spray would probably be the easiest in your case.
We've just had a complete outbreak of spurge in Maricopa County.
Spurge has been very bad this year, too. It's taken over.
That's where the flamethrower comes in.
Yes.
See?
That's
what I'm talking about?
The flamethrower comes in. But that's where Ida needs to be careful, too, because a lot of these weed and feeds and the sprays were all made for back east. So some of them aren't labeled for use above 80 degrees and others maximum 90 degrees. So you're still on the fine line for temperature for being able to safely use them, or you will burn your lawn too like it
now,
with a flamethrower.
Now, at Magic Garden, do y'all carry – we have a liquid product that I picked up at Harper's called – I think it's called Spurge Free.
Spurge Free. But that works on the spurge, the euphorbium
in the lawn.
Stuff, in the lawn.
Yeah.
It
saved my lawn.
Is it bird, B-I-R-D?
No, spurge, S-P-U-R-G-E.
Oh, spurge.
Yes,
spurge. She could probably pick a piece and take it into the
nursery. Take a little piece into your local nursery. They'll know exactly which kind it is. In case it's not the spurge, if it is the dichondra, you'll get a little bit different spray for it.
But it's dichondra. We can hardly get dichondra to grow here, but this is taking over even that Augustine spurge.
Well, then you either have the oxalis or the spurge. Like Rosie said, that Spurge X will do a wonderful job on it.
It saved my lawn. We had 2,000 square feet of lawn that I thought we had lost, and it brought back. And I'm in a TIF lawn, and the lawn looks as good as it's ever looked.
Mm-hmm, it does.
No, we have it. It's a wonderful product. But like I say, we're just borderline for temperatures. Watch the temperatures.
Read the directions.
Yes. Yeah. Read the label directions. It's supposed to warm back up a little bit this next week, so you might wait a week before you spray.
You apply that when it's too hot. What are going to be the consequences? Overreaction, kill the lawn?
You could damage and or kill the lawn, yes.
Okay.
So you just got to be careful with it.
Okay. Take a little bit of that clover into a nursery in Casa Grande and verify that it's spurge and the Spurge X, the Spurge Free. It's a liquid. You mix it. I mix it, I think, an ounce and a half to
an
a gallon. Gives me 1,000 square foot coverage. And
no, it's a great product. And then next year in January, February, you can put down a pre-emergent and keep more of it from coming back up from seed.
Pre-emergent is the ticket there, man. You just cannot underemphasize how important pre-emergent is. It bought us our life back. I mean, we're on an acre, and the front yard is all DG, decomposed granite, no lawn, no nothing. And the first couple of years we lived in that house, we've been in that house 26, 27 years.
28.
I mean, there were springs where we had all six kids. I you know, for Christmas, they would all get a hula hoe.
Yeah.
And then I got the rake. They had the hoe, and I did the raking.
You did the raking.
And then we found pre-emergent, and I thought, holy cow, why didn't my dad ever get pre-emergent?
Yes.
I mean, I wore hula hose down to a toothpick.
I'm sure that was a method to that madness.
Years.
Yes. Keep Rosie busy.
For those of you who do have lawns and are worried about it, there is an organic pre-emergent out there that you can get as well.
Okay. And now we're not going to want to pre-emerge anything we're ready to convert to winter lawn, of course.
No, that's why I say you will do this in January or February after everything is up and growing.
Okay. Where do we go from there? Jennifer, what have you got in the text question machine there?
Well, a question from Phoenix, Tony, wanting to know if they can plant from seed beets, carrots, pumpkin, and spaghetti squash.
Beets and carrots, yes. The squash and pumpkins, it's late even pushing it for Phoenix, especially spaghetti squash are late. That's a long time to get them up and going. Fall and winter season is all your root vegetables and your leafy greens, so beets, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, mustard, endive, escarole, and ground parsnips, beets, carrots, turnips, rutabaga, any of that stuff. Onions, garlic, this is all
this
the time to get
it going. This is a great time of year to, it's such a great time of year to garden.
Yeah, that's, winter stuff, it's kind of coming to an end. I know, Phoenix, you're a little bit ahead of us. Maybe get those started indoors in January or early February if you want to jump on the season. But to plant new ones now, I mean, pumpkins are 4 months to get those ready. So mm-hmm. that's going to be February. They'll be long since dead with the cold.
You sure you don't want to plant this year? When we decided not to plant, I was out on a hike, and I found a bull skull's head that had been weathered and dried, and it's just the skull head with the horns coming out top. And I planted a stake in the middle of the garden, and I tie-wired that to the stake. So that's the only thing that's in our garden is a bull skull head, and underneath it says Starving Garden.
Well, I think what I want to do is bring pots and put them close to the house. The garden's way out back, and we're just so busy. If I just had my little kitchen garden just right there, a few little greens, and I had pretty good success with that last fall.
Now, Tony, I was bragging about my compost, and I'm just doing it in an old city trash can that's turned upside down with holes drilled in it. And
All you need.
But you're kind of like coming up with a compost fertilizer magic miracle soil, right? What are you working on?
It's a fertilizer. It's called Earth's Original Organics. I've been working on it for a couple of years, been selling it in the nursery here since early this year. It's bat guano base. There's neem cake, which if anybody's familiar with neem oil, it's the seed that's left over after they've pressed the oil out. That's an organic spray to control a lot of insects, so the neem cake still controls some insects, and they're finding out it's will improve earthworm productivity where they're already at. Kelp meal, molasses, rare earth minerals for remineralization of the soil. Organic Epsom salts and beneficial fungi.
How do you sell it?
It comes in like 2, 5, and 10 pound bags right now. I'm working to get it professionally bagged and stuff and get it out in the market all across the state.
Do you
I've
have
had
it
a couple people who've driven down from Phoenix who've heard about it to buy it and put it on their trees.
Do you have it stockpiled and you're bagging it on site? I mean, could someone buy in bulk?
Well, give me enough notice. I mix it by hand in a trash can.
Do you really?
Yes.
Well, I
started out mixing it by hand in a 5 gallon bucket. Now I'm up to a trash can, and if you want several hundred pounds, give me a couple days. I'll make it up in one night.
Well, what are you going to do if you get slammed with orders after the broadcast?
I'll be there working till midnight mixing fertilizer.
So you bag it right there on site. Now, how much would Jennifer and I need for a 250 square foot vegetable garden?
2.5 pounds. Most all your organic fertilizers go at a pound per 10 square feet of area.
Okay.
And again, always read the label because, and don't freak out if somebody tells you that means 10 or 20 cups, because fertilizer companies have already figured out how much is a pound. And a lot of other fertilizers, 1 or 2 cups is a pound. Mine takes almost 5 to equal a pound.
Because so it's that light.
It's that light. The bat
guano. Bat guano don't weigh much.
Bat guano don't weigh much.
I'm not even going to ask where you go to collect that.
Oh.
Somebody deliver it for you?
Yeah, I get in big bags, yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Hey, I do have a couple more questions we could hit before our break coming
up. Let's squeeze another one in.
Tony, do y'all have sisu trees in do you have a problem we do in Tucson?
No, we don't handle sisu trees at the nursery here. Sisu in Tucson, young trees, we have seen some of them freeze and die every few years. We get cold enough winters that have taken out young ones. There are some older established ones around town. But if you're like Vail or Sal Rita, where you start getting much colder, I wouldn't recommend it. Also, they grow so fast that they're weak. They break and snap a lot with the wind really easily.
We actually have them on a list in our website about one of the 10 plants in Arizona you probably ought to reconsider before
yes.
you plant it.
Well, this question is, how do I kill one?
It's hard.
Yeah, because it sends up all those little shoots, and it's really just that you have to get out there and cut each one and put that root stump. Was it stump killer?
Stump killer on them. One of the better ways or quicker ways, just cut down the tree and try and get, leave 3 or 4 feet of the stump so you've got something to work with. And go out about 2 feet around and just start digging down 2 feet. Cut all the roots that you can. So once you've cut the main stump away, there isn't as much reserve energy left. It'll be easier to kill off all those other little shoots. You can go out and just chop them up.
It's a fast-growing tree, but it's a weak tree. So its defense for that is knowing it's a weak tree. It has this defense system that when something happens to the main trunk, it sends all these shoots up through all the root systems surrounding. And we've had people say, I cut this tree down 6 months ago, thought I was done with it, and now right. I've got hundreds of these sprouts growing through the backyard. What do I do now?
Yeah, it's very weak-rooted. All those little sprouts, you're either going through, like Jennifer said, and cutting them out yourself, or for those of you who it doesn't bother, you're getting out there with old-fashioned Roundup at a old-fashioned concentration at a strong mix, and you're spraying all those trees when they're about 4 inches tall.
Sisu trees, one of the plants we say in Arizona is an ill-planned plant. Don't plant it. So when we get back, more with Tony Serra from Magic Garden Nurseries.